This evening's shiur is Leilui Nishmas, my mother, Yehudis Bas Shlomo, whose 8th Yahrzeit will be tomorrow, on Shabbos. The topic of the shiur actually was a shiur that I was set to deliver the week that I was sitting shiva for my mother. That year I was giving shiurim on Arvei Pesachim and Yeshiva, and we're up to this again the end of the parak, and it was also the week of Yom HaTzibut, so I had planned on discussing this topic, but it didn't work out, and I actually haven't had occasion to discuss it in public since. So we're making up for a, I guess, lost time. This is obviously a topic that you would expect to have a discussion of in any Agudah Shul around this time of year. I remember when I was in Rabbi Sachs' shir about 20 years ago, I was here for Shabbos with a few other guys in the shir. So we're walking home from Shul Shabbos morning, the Rabbi Sachs and Marty Lovis, my chavrusa, said to Marty, it's interesting that in Agudah Shul you say the tefillah for Tzahal. So Marty said, we try to set the trend for the other Agudas. So our topic this evening is the recitation of Hallel on Yom HaTzmut. Now the question really could be formulated either as, may one say Hallel on Yom HaTzmut, or should one say Hallel on Yom HaTzmut? And the answer to the two questions may not be the same. Part of this may have to do with one's hashkafic perspective on the significance of the Medina. If you're of the opinion that Hakamas HaMedina is something that's absolutely positive, so you'd be more inclined to say Hallel, and then if you determine that you may say Hallel, then presumably you should say Hallel. If your position is one of ambivalence, you may end up somewhere in the middle. If your position is that the establishment of a Medina is a Maisa Satan, so then presumably you would come out opposed unambiguously. But what I'd like to, and in the Tshuva literature, there is some ambiguity between the question of may and the question of should. So in our presentation, there may be a little bit of ambiguity as well, but I'd like to focus more on the question of may as opposed to the question of should. So the starting point for that discussion is Gemara Imsachim Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara tries to establish what is the original source of Hallel. So Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan Hallel Zemi Amro. The Gemara has a varied number of different opinions in Tanayim, what the original source, or at what point in history, was Hallel originally recited. I'm not going into now the Machlokas Rishonim, whether Hallel in any context is a Din D'oraisa, Din D'rabbanan, maybe certain contexts a Din D'oraisa, certain contexts a Din D'rabbanan, that's all Machlokas Rishonim. And then the Gemara concludes, before the brackets here, Chamim Omrim, Nevi'im Shebeinayim, Tiknu Lehem L'Yisrael, that in addition to the regular days on which Hallel is recited, that the Gemara in Erechin tells us 18 days or 21 days, depending on Chutz La'aretz Eretz Yisrael, in addition to those days, Chachamim Mor Misakein, Sheyu Omrim Oso Al Kol Perek Uperek Val Kol Tzara V'Tzara Shelo Tavo Leim L'Yisrael, that any time there is a Tzara that befalls Klal Yisrael, so when there is a geula from that tzara, then it is appropriate, one should recite Hallel in thanks for the geula. What exactly is the type of hatzalah that we're talking about here? So if you look in Tosos in Sukkah, Daf Mem Dalit Amud Beis, the end of this lengthy Dibur Maskil Kan B'Mikdash, Tosus is bothered by what is the difference between the formal list in the Gemara in Erechin of 18 or 21 days in which Yachid Gomer Behen Es HaHalel, and what the Gemara tells us here, that there's such an institution of the Misake and Halel for a called Tzara V'Tzara Shelo Tavole. Which one is it? So Tosus answers that there is a distinction between normal situations of private salvation and salvation that refers, that affects all of. So the Hallel that the Gemara in Pesachim references, that it's appropriate to say if there is a Geula, that is referring to a Geula that affects all of Klal Yisrael, not simply Yechidim and not even communities of anything short of Klal Yisrael. So that is Tosus' position here in Sukkah, Daf Mem Dalid Amud Beis. So if we presume that there would be some kind of a Hatzalah, some kind of a salvation that doesn't rise to the level of Hatzalah Sklal Yisrael, would it still, maybe it's not included in this Takana to say Hallel, but would one still be permitted to say Hallel? What would be the reason not to? So the reason not to, which will frame our discussion as well, This is what the Gemara tells us in Shabbos Kuf Yuches on the days, on the next page. The Gemara says, towards the end of the short lines, sorry, the beginning of the long lines, Amar of Yossi, third long line, Yechel kimi gomrei halel b'chol yom, may my share be among those who complete halel on a daily basis. The Gemara says, Ini, v'amar mar, hakari halel b'chol yom, reisim b'charifim b'gadef. That if a person recites halal every day, that is blasphemous. Ki karmina b'psukah d'zimra. No, Rabbi Yossi's statement was about psukah d'zimra, not what we call halal, but in a chanami, if a person recites halal on a daily basis, that is considered blasphemous. What is the blasphemy of reciting halal b'chol yom? So if you look at Rashi, harezim acharfim megadev, sheneviyim harishonim tiknu lomar b'prakim l'shvach v'hodaya, that the neviyim established saying halal in specific instances as a form of expression of thanks, kederina b'arvi psachim, v'zah koratamid, if a person recites halal on a regular basis, below ita, not in its time, eino ela k'mizamir shir u'mizlotzei. So he's not saying it as an expression of hodaya, he's saying it's stam is a song, and that is a late sanas. That's why a person is not permitted to recite halal on a daily basis. So theoretically, if there's no imperative to recite halal, there may be a prohibition to recite halal. Maybe that's subsumed, excuse me, under this hareze mecharef u megadef. Some of the other rishonim have a slightly different take, that perhaps the reason is that if you're going to say halal on a daily basis, so you're not indicating a distinction between various forms of nisim, you don't understand that certain points in history there were extreme nisim that we have to be thankful for, and you're kind of leveling everything that happened in history. Okay. Rav Avadia points out in Yabi Omer Chelakei Arachayim Simin Lamed Hei Osei, Chelakei Arachayim Simin Lamed Hei Osei, a little bit of a back and forth. Let's say, theoretically, that there isn't license to recite halal. So are you going to tell me that it's mechar from the gadev if you say halal on a one-time basis? If you say b'chol yom, so then these reasons apply. If you just say it once, even if there's no chiyuv, so it's less compelling to assume that that's a problem of chiyuv v'gidov. And then he says also, we have a discussion, let's say you say chasi halal. So maybe chasi halal is not a violation of mechar from the gadev. That's what we reject, of course, in the Rav, that if you're going to say halal yom ha'atzmut, it should be a chasi halal, because that would obviate this problem of mechar from the gadev. Even though Ravadia quotes those who say, if that was really the case, so why didn't the Gemara give that answer? The Gemara says, Stira, Rav Yossi says, Yechel kimi yoshrei, migamrei halal b'chol yom. And the Gemara says, what mechar from the gadev? The Gemara should have answered, Kan b'halal shalim, Kan b'chasi halal. So the fact that the Gemara doesn't give that answer, so maybe it's not so pashut that chasi halal wouldn't pose this problem as well. Okay. So let's analyze, for our purposes, three tshuvos from what we'll call the excited camp, the Maisa Satan camp, and the ambivalent camp about whether Halel may be recited on Yom HaAtzmaut. So the most famous tshuva of the first camp is that of the tshuvas Kol HaMevaser Simen Kof Aleph from Meshulam Roth, the tshuva written shortly after Hakamas HaMedina. Meshulam Roth was of Hasidic background. So he advocated reciting full Halel with a bracha, with a caveat that there should be some consensus among other gedolim that this is the appropriate course of action. That consensus was never really forthcoming. But his argument is as follows. He points out that the Magen Avraham quotes in Simen Tafresh Pei Vav from the Shuvas Maharam al Shakir, the practice that we know of from history, that there are many instances in which various communities observe what was called a Purim Katan. They observed a local festival to commemorate some Yeshua that community experienced. And the Chasam Sofer has a number of tshuvas in which he praises his practice. One of them you have here in the end of the Marmar Kamos, Arachayim Simen Kufsadi Aleph. There are a few other tshuvas in Arachayim as well, that this is an appropriate practice to observe a local yontiv on days in which there is a salvation for that community. The Chasam Sofer records that there's a famous Purim Katan of Frankfurt that he continued to observe even long after he left Frankfurt. Now, and Mishalem Baruch knows, based on that Chasson Sofer, the Gemara tells us in Megillah on Daf Yadalid that in theory we should have said Halal on Purim, and the reason we don't is three opinions in Amorim: either Akasi Avdei Achashverosh Anan, it wasn't a full Geula, or Kriyasa Zu Hilula, the Kriyasa Megillah takes the place of Halal, or we were still in Chutz La'aretz and Halal is only recited on an Eis to be performed in Eretz Yisrael. But the Gemara in the Havamina there, the Gemara assumes that in theory a person should have recited Halal on Purim. The Gemara says, how do I know that? Kava Chomer. Just if it's the case that when it comes to Yitzias Mitzrayim, that the Yotze Me Avdus L'Cheiris, we recite Halal. So Kol Shekein Kal V'Chomer, if your Yotze Me Chayim L'Misa L'Chayim, if there is a threat of death upon all Klal Yisrael, and then there was the Yeshua, and we were saved, our lives were saved, so that definitely should be Mechayiv a Halal. So he writes in the Tshuvas Kol Mevaser, expanding on this Chasson Sofer, that that's definitely the case by Yom HaAtzmaut. There was both a Yitzia Mi Avdus L'Cheiris. We went from being under foreign rule to an independent Jewish state. And Mi Misa L'Chaim, that there was a physical threat against, of annihilation against those Jews living in Eretz Yisrael. And that was overturned as part of the events of 1948. So he says, well, maybe you'll argue that there's no independent significance to the day of Yom HaAtzmaut per se. After all, why are we just commemorating a declaration of independence? There was no Yeshua yet. The ceasefire didn't go into effect for many months. Nothing actually happened on that day of Misa L'Chaim per se. So he writes that that's a very narrow perspective. Had the establishment of the state been delayed, so then international recognition may not have been as forthcoming. It would have been more difficult to get assistance in defending the Yishuv, etc., etc. And that just led to the Yishtashas HaDvarim and the eventual military victory and the ability to be collate immigrants from all parts of the world who were facing persecution. So even though in a very narrow perspective nothing happened on Heiyar, but in the broader perspective it was a significant day. Byron Soloveitchik makes a similar argument in an article printed in Gesher 1969, which is a summary of a shir that he gave on Yom HaAtzmaut in Yeshiva in the 1960s, where he says that just like we celebrate in America July 4th, which was the Declaration of Independence, even though the war against the British was still going on full force, but there's a certain significance to being able to have an established declaration of a state which enhanced, enabled, and facilitated the further fighting and eventual victory of the war. So, Michelle and Roy, yeah?
The assumption is that we don't pass galactosis in Sukkah, Mem Dalet.
Are we going to get to that?
Oh, okay.
Right. No, so he's assuming that this is considered Yeshua for all of Klal Yisrael, and we'll flesh that out through Rav Avadya's Tshuva, in which he really expands on it more. Good.
The same rationale applies to Yom Yerushalayim as well.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. So he thinks that based on the an extension of the Chasson Sofer, there would be grounds for saying Halal in theory even with a bracha, and he views that as Hatzalas all of Klal Yisrael. So to embellish that point a little bit more, Rav Avadya has a tshuva, Yabia Omer Chelek Vav Simin Mem Aleph, in which he goes through these issues, and he has the following analysis. So as Tosis writes, and he points out the Bahag says this as well, the Takana that the Gemara in Sachem Kufi Zayin references is only for a Hatzalah of all of Klal Yisrael. However, he knows that there is a Me'iri. Me'iri writes in Sachem on Kuf Yud Zayin in our sugi here, Kol Yachid She'ir Aso Tzara, any individual who was befallen by a Tzara, V'nigal Amen, and is redeemed, Rashi L'kbava Halal La'atma Bosa Yom Chashana, he is permitted to recite Halal on that day, on that anniversary, on an annual basis, El Hashem Mevarech Alav. So he's permitted to recite Halal, he can't say a bracha. But it also applies to any community that has experienced a salvation. That community is permitted to recite Halal without a bracha on an annual basis. So Rav Aaron Soloveitchik writes in his article here, obviously the Me'iri must be telling you that not just is it permissible, but it's obligatory. Because if he was only saying it's permissible, what's a chiddush? Why do you have to tell me that it's mutter to recite Hallel below bracha for an individual? That's pasha. It must be that maybe he's telling you that there's a chiv to recite Hallel without a bracha. So Ravadia doesn't go to Varn, but he says no, that the chiddush is, you might have thought it's mecharif and megadif, that kalomer chal b'chal yom is a mecharif and megadif. The chiddush of the Miri is that if there is a personal salvation or a communal salvation short of the salvation of all Klal Yisrael, that is considered licensed enough to recite Hallel, no chiyav, but you're allowed to as rishos, and that's not a violation of kol omer Hallel b'chol yom, harez v'mecharef u'megadef. Okay, so Rav Avadia poses the following question, quoting earlier sources. If, according to Tosfos and the Bahag, the requirement is that Hallel is only recited on a event, a yeshua, that affects all of Klal Yisrael, what about Hanukkah? Hanukkah didn't affect all of Klal Yisrael. Hanukkah only affected those living in Eretz Yisrael. We know that post Bayis Rishon, there were still many communities that existed in Chutz Laaretz that didn't go back with Ezra Nehemiah, didn't go back to Eretz Yisrael. There are still Jews living in other parts of the world. They presumably were not affected by the Nes of Hanukkah. So how does that fit into Tosfos' category of a yeshua that affects all of Klal Yisrael? So Rav Avadia quotes from the Sefer Gen Mekusher, who says that since the yeshua had to do with the Beis HaMikdash, that's considered as affecting all of Klal Yisrael. The Beis HaMikdash was in danger, the Beis HaMikdash was saved, and the yeshua of the Beis HaMikdash is considered to be a yeshua for all of Klal Yisrael. Then Rav Avadia quotes the Chidah, who makes the following observation. He says, if you look in the Rif, Rush, Rambam, none of them quote this halacha of Chachamim Omrim, that you can recite Hallel called Perek Vaperekah called Sarat Sarashila Tavale. Why not? So Chida suggests that maybe the Rambam, the Rif and the Rush, is less compelling in the Rambam, because the Rambam is a timeless work, not only is Managalus, but he says maybe the Rif and the Rambam and the Rush all assume, like Tosos, like the Bahag, that you only recite Hallel if there is a nes that affects all of Klal Yisrael, and at no time in the Golas was it conceivable that you could have a nes that affects all of Klal Yisrael. So the lacha isn't lemaisa, and therefore even though in theory if there was such an event it would be mechayiv reciting Hallel, but in a post-Korban world that event is not really a in the cards, wouldn't happen. Rav Avadia rejects the following possibility, which you might have said, and maybe you can still say, which is that maybe the Yeshua of Hanukkah is considered Yeshua for all Klal Yisrael, because in certain areas of Halacha, the Yeshua in Eretz Yisrael is considered Klal Yisrael. So Rav Avadia points out that's true in Harius, by Par Helam Darish Lot Tzibur, that when we define the community as far as Par Helam Darish Lot Tzibur is defined as the community in Eretz Yisrael. So Avadia thinks that's only limited to Hilchos Par Helam Darish Lot Tzibur. But not necessarily the case. As Shechter always points out, the Rambam by Kiddush HaKodesh and other Marmakomos, that sometimes in Smicha, that the whole Klal Yisrael is defined based on those living in Eretz Yisrael. So it's definitely a reasonable argument that Chanukah is considered a nes that affected all Klal Yisrael, because anything that affects the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael is considered to be affecting all of Klal Yisrael. Then Rav Avadia quotes an interesting ha'ara of the Maariv Chiyus. Maariv Chiyus, in his commentary in the back of Masechta Shabbos, makes the following observation. The Gemara of Mai Chanukah presents the Hallel recited on the Nes of Chanukah as specifically being in response to the Nes of the Pach HaShemen and not the Nes of the Melchama. Why is that so? Why is Hallel not for Rabban B'Yad Ma'atim? Why is it only for the Nes of the Pach HaShemesh? The Maariv Chiyus says, you only recite Hallel for a nes that is yotze migidrei hateva, that is totally outside of the natural order. So the nes of the Pach HaShemen was totally outside of the natural order. Military victory, even if it's Rabban B'Yad Ma'atim, so that happens in the course of military history. You have the underdogs that sometimes defeat the mightier armies. And that's not really, we understand that there's Yad Hashem, but in a vacuum, that's not as apparent a nes. That's why, says Maariv Chiyus, the focus of Hallel and Chanukah is on the nes of the Pach HaShemen and not on the nace of the milchama. So Rav Avadya says, what about Purim? Right, what about Purim? So he says, also not necessarily the most compelling argument. He says, Purim, that was Yatsa Migadra Teva, because it was totally unnatural that a king would allow 80,000 of his countrymen to be killed for the benefit of one woman. That's how he puts it.
What about Sisera?
What about Sisera?
Why that was the Mahoma? Why was that? I mean, why isn't that Rabbi Yad Me'atim? Why?
Okay. Good. Good hour. So that's what the Maritzkiya says. So he says, maybe you could entertain the same kind of an argument. So on the one hand, if you're looking at the situation of Yom HaAtzmaut, you could say that maybe because it's an Eretz Yisrael, the Rav Avadya doesn't want to say because an Eretz Yisrael is automatically all of Klal Yisrael. And if you're going to go with the suggestion that Chanukah is different because the Beis HaMikdash is not Beis HaMikdash here, and it was a military victory, so military victories by definition aren't Bechlal saying Hallel. And then he says, and anyway, he says, according to the quotes in Netziv, the Netziv presumably argues on this chasm himself further. The Netziv assumes that the whole chi of the Gemara, the Netziv on the Shiltos, the whole chi of the Gemara here is only Ba'osa Shana, that the year that the Nes occurs, so then you say Hallel, but not subsequent to that. Or at least as far as, no. So the way he says it is that if it's a Nes that is Yatsim Yigadir Teva, then you can recite Hallel annually. But if it's a Nes B'tocha Teva, then you only recite Hallel that year. And then Rav Avadya just reflects what we refer to as the ambivalence. So he writes, on the one hand, one could be ambivalent about the aftermath of the Yeshua. Mibchina ruchanit, asher yarod yaranu elef malot acharanit, ve'edem anu lehistarderus musarit madhima. Choser snias, big day prisas, sifre pornografia, Sarate Kalnoa, Bivaishim, Chil Shabbos Bifrahesia, selling treif meat, etc., etc. Thousands of people educated in non-religious institutions. But on the other hand, he writes, Lo achachayd, ki ve'emes emkol asolam anal, yesh dem oros gedolim, she'elanu l'salemehem, ki medina sisrael kayom yimerkas atar b'olam kulo, rivavos bachare chemed, mituvei b'neinu ha'yikarim, oske mitari yom of alayla, b'shivas ha'kadoshos, atar mechazeres al asan yishola. So that's reflective of this ambivalence. Then he says he's not so convinced that Hey-Ear is so significant of itself. Ceasefire is much later. There's still a whole milchama ahead. But he concludes that he says if Si Pesach Frank Paskin not to say Hallel. But if someone wants to say Mizmori Hallel Derech Kriya Ba'alma, that's definitely okay. And if you want to say Hallel B'lo Bracha after Shemona Esrei, Ein Limchos B'yadam. After all, Hal Rosh Chodesh itself is only a minhag, and we do it, so he wouldn't be opposed to reciting Hal B'lo Bracha after Shemona Esrei. So that's Rav Avadya's conclusion here in Chelek Vav Simen Mem Aleph. Then Simen Mem Beis is about reciting Shachianu and Yom Atzmut, which we don't have time to discuss this evening. And then finally, the Tshuva of the Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss, Chelek Yud, Simen Yud. So the tshuva was dated 1987, after he was read in Eretz Yisrael for a while as the Gaivad of the Eda. But he writes that it was written in 1968, which was before he moved to Eretz Yisrael. But they say the story that people complained to the Samar Rebbe when they appointed Dayan Weiss to the Eda that he wasn't enough of a Kanoi. So it's, the response, I think, is much better in Yiddish, but the Sama Rebbe responded that to become an Abdez, then you have to be a Tamach Chacham, that requires years and years of Mesiris. The Kano, you can become overnight. But you see some echoes of the Kanos even in 1968. So he says, Pasha, that is not considered Nes, L'chol Klai Yisrael, is only Eretz Yisrael. And Akasi Abdei Achashverosh Anan, how could it be any better? The rove of the B'nai HaMedina are porkeol, and the almost to a man, the entire government are not Shomrei Torah Mitzvah, so that's no worse than Akasi Abdei Achashverosh Anan. I think when Reuven Feinstein was at Moshe Togman's last bris in this building, he spoke about how there's ample precedent from the Nes of Chanukah that even in the aftermath of a Yeshua doesn't necessarily require leadership by people who are fully in the Machane of Torah, as you see from the Chashmana. I remember Aaron Salvechik writes over here about the example of Yeshua that came forth from the Arba Mitzrayim, who were not exactly the Rashi Sanhedrin. Then he's bothered. He assumes it's a violation of Mechari from the Gadeif, because he says like this, Rashi's Lashon, back to Gemara here in Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches, Harei Zeh Mechari from the Gadeif, Zekora Tamid below Ita. So he says, I only sang it once, so how's that a violation? So yeah, it's not considered Kora Tamid, but it's still below Ita. So even if he sang it once, Shalokadin, that's considered below Ita. And he assumes that, like Rav Avadia entertains, based on the Maariv Chiyus, that military victory is not considered an ace. He quotes that from the Sambar Rebbe. And then he's worried about a slippery slope, that if you allow reciting Hallel and Yom HaTzmaut, so people are going to think that the Rabbanim have the right to play around with Yom Tovim, and next thing you know, we won't be observing Atur Sheni Shel Golios anymore. So to conclude, I found today, or I took out today for the first time from the library, this collection edited by Professor Nochem Rackover entitled Hilchot Yom HaTzmaut V'Yom Yerushalayim, published in 1973, a collection of essays by many big names. So there's a very brief essay here by Mendel Kasher. Mendel Kasher has a very thick sefer, Tkufa Gedola, all about Zionism. This is a four-page essay, entitled Hatam Shaharbe Me'acharedim Hasmechim Al Kum HaMedina Ein Omrim Hal B'Yom HaTzmaut. So he writes here in the footnote that it's important to realize that there are two very legitimate positions on this matter, and he says, unfortunately, you have some shuls in Eretz Yisrael where they follow the Rabbanut and they say Hallel, some shuls follow their Rabbanim and they don't say Hallel, and he writes, V'machlokes Rabba ben Estadim kol echad rots a lock of daito al chaver, everyone's fighting and trying to impose his will on the other, v'chol echad mi Estadim midaber b'divrei zilzil neged etzad ha-sheni, hanoshim mitzad mishnei Estadim shekabanosim be'emes Hashem Shemayim, tzrichem l'das v'lizkor shemachlokes hi iser daraisa, v'amir sahal anogim bahu takanu minog, v'omer b'chidus gamken yotze. So whatever you do, yesh harbe al mi lismoch, but the most important thing is not to come lidei machlokes.